Are all batteries the same? That's like asking if all soccer players are the same. Take Messi, the most decorated player ever. Is there any other player who has achieved that? No, just him. Now take Duracell. Is there any other battery with power-boost ingredients inside? No, just Duracell. Remember, goats only trust goats because they're built different. And Messi only trusts Duracell.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel, maybe. Or a white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And you don't stop.
With guest host Andrew Siciliano. From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, senior baseball writer for The Athletic, Tyler Kepner. Coming up, longtime golf writer Alan Shipnuck. Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
Who is happy to be here and flattered that my name is actually in the open with a voice professional. Thank you for being here, friends. It is a Friday. Rich is taking a well-deserved long weekend. We are just working for the weekend and happy that there is golf to watch this weekend and soccer to watch not only all weekend, but today as well. Team USA kicking off at noon. Okay, use take two. U.S. men's national team.
Let's get that right.
Okay. Get it right. Get it right. Not NFL Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Pro Football, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Notice I said that yesterday.
There is no NFL Hall of Fame.
There is no NFL Hall of Fame.
I
get into debates with people. They go, no, it is right. He's in the NFL and he's in the Hall of Fame. He's an NFL Hall of Famer.
But that's not what it's called.
That's not right.
Either way, we have a lot of good stuff, including U.S. men's national soccer team, right? About to kick off noon at Seattle Stadium.
Also, Rich is going to be gone next week, too.
He's gone all next week.
Yeah, well, you're going to be here.
I'm here Tuesday. Yeah, yes.
Like, I think he was coming back.
I didn't know if he was coming back Monday to take a Tuesday off to, like, go film this was sports set. I don't know the man's travel schedule. I don't have, like, I can't follow him. There's no pin.
Yeah, I mean, like, you wouldn't know.
No.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, but yeah, okay. We're just clarifying for everyone.
Next week, Kirk Morrison is here Monday.
Amazing.
You're here Tuesday.
Yes.
Tom Pelissero.
No way.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Friday.
And we're off Friday.
Okay.
That's the next week's schedule.
Utterly fantastic.
Thursday.
Great.
Tom's here.
He said Tom.
Okay, so Rich is off next
audio
week.
Guide.
Follow him on
Instagram here,
Felly? To know where he is.
I don't know when I'm here.
Get ready for food pictures.
What, from Rich?
Yeah, no, not you. Yeah,
he doesn't do food pictures.
When he goes on vacation, he very much does food.
No. He does a lot of these.
He does.
There's a lot of those too, but there are.
There's food.
He used to do a lot of food
pictures.
Well,
then I really shamed him.
Brockman kind of shamed him, so we cut it down by at least 50%.
What's wrong with
you're a grown man. Nobody cares what you're eating.
Okay, now let me say this.
You guys are saying Chris hates.
I don't do a lot of food pictures. I will, it won't be. I am at this.
I'm at a Michelin restaurant.
Sometimes, like for
don't change your thought on it.
For like mind blowing,
just do you,
food
Andrew.
Experience. Like perfect example. Okay, I was in Seoul a couple of weeks ago. Seoul,
I got Seoul,
Korea. Yes, I was Seoul searching.
Seoul,
and I was in the market. The name escapes me. Did you ever watch the show Street Food Asia? On Netflix.
No.
Okay. Great show.
Okay.
Instead of going to 3-star Michelin restaurant or 3 Michelin star restaurants, they find these street food stalls that have been run by these people for years that actually some of them actually do have Michelin stars, but they are just mind-blowing. And it's an old lady in a market and you're eating on a plastic chair, right? Like, so those are the kind of places I went to. And yeah, I took some food pictures at the market in Seoul because the lady from Street Food Asia, I sat at her stand and had the knife cut noodles, and it was amazing. That kind of stuff I'll do.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't need to see everything you eat for a whole week.
Okay.
You also have a much cleaner
diet. Maybe
you
should just unfollow him.
Oh, Del Tufo treatment.
What an aggressive shot across the bow.
If you're that unhappy with
social media, he's got a point, you know.
Just saying.
I just usually scroll by things that I don't like. You know?
Right. Yeah. I guess I could just skip on the stories.
Ah, keep
I did just straight up unfollow Del Tufo.
Wait a minute. But he still has all the Russian bots following him. It's not like he noticed you were gone.
He's at like 80,000 followers. I don't know people who follow him.
His entire account is him like riding on his electric bike or in a boat going like.
Or it's like the soundboard at Fox. No one knows what all those buttons do.
Hey, what does this one do? What does this one do? This one makes Zlatan say something funny.
I know like four of them, but that's about it.
Okay, speaking of Zlatan. All right.
He's been awesome on the broadcast.
He's been amazing.
Like body bagging Alexi Lalas was incredible.
Everybody knew he was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
He is, and for those who don't know, I can't remember the name of the character, but you guys do watch Ted Lasso, right?
Sure.
He was the guy that they modeled.
The foreign guy who came and joined.
Yeah, who came in, who had nothing but one-liners.
Yeah.
That is Zlatan. Like they literally made it him.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're seeing that play out. Okay, I hold in my hand the actual FIFA World Cup Championship trophy. Or at least a reasonable facsimile.
I think Del Tufo found
actual
Amazon.
Being the word.
Right. This is not the real thing. But Team USA right now, I think we collectively as a soccer public, we have soccer muscles, for lack of a better description. We're feeling ourselves, which is cool. I think it's great. I am not going to be the person that tells you every 4 years, this is the year that America truly wraps its arm around the game and all of a sudden the demographics of the game change and that everyone starts playing soccer and every little kid drops baseball and football and anything else. Volleyball getting big now and play soccer. I'm not going to do that. Right? It is gradual. It takes its time. Obviously, we've seen an explosion. We've seen an increase in popularity, certainly for the MLS, and a lot of that has to do with Messi. There are rumors maybe Ronaldo's going to come to town too and play in LA when he's done. Just telling you, that's the word on the street. Maybe. He's 41. You never know. Soccer's a big deal. I know so many people these days that are massive EPL fans. They get up early on weekends, very early, especially here on the West Coast where we live, to watch their favorite EPL team. Soccer's awesome. I'm not going to tell you that I'm here to break down the attack, the counters, the defensive structure for the U.S. men's national team. I'm not. I just can't. But I'm going to get behind it, and that's what we all collectively are doing. And after going to the game yesterday at Los Angeles Stadium to see Switzerland get a huge win, they're the better team, clearly. No, it's not fair to say that I was rooting for Switzerland because Bosnia-Herzegovina knocked out Italy. Yeah, actually it is. And we, after going to that game, I know that these tickets are beyond the price point of the average American sports fan. I'm just telling you, if you have the chance to get to a game, get to a game. Because it is that cool. It truly is. It is a once every 4 year event. We know this, but the national pride and the energy and the electricity in the building, not just for like Mexico and South Korea last night in Monterrey, obviously a home game there for the Mexican team and South Korea now losing, coming here to LA where they're probably going to play a home game as well. Knowing the demographics of our great town, it's cool, man. It is so cool. And yeah, I am going to be the guy that after this show ends today, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, I am going to be the guy that goes and runs to a bar and meets up with friends. Brockman, you coming? You guys all coming? You want to go? Let's go watch the game.
Yeah.
And scream and yell like I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And I don't.
Nope.
Free to admit it. Happy to admit it, actually, because this right here. I'm told, is the actual trophy. It is. All right, quick U.S. Open update, then let's do what's more likely.
Yeah, U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills right now. Wyndham Clark gave a shot back, but he still has a three-shot lead. 6 under par for Wyndham as he sits on the 18th hole right now. Matt Fitzpatrick, your clubhouse leader, he was even par today, sits at 3 under after a 67 yesterday and a 70 today. Xander Schauffele also sits at 3 under par. He's got a couple of holes left. Colin Morikawa had the best round of the day, 5 under par to get him at 2 under for the tournament, and some heavy hitters still to tee off. Roy McIlroy, Ludvig Åberg, major champ Brian Harman, all still to tee off here. It's going to be a beautiful Friday in the Hamptons. Bryson DeChambeau threatening to miss another major. He's at 5 over par.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Good news is, if you miss the cut, you're in the Hamptons.
There are worse places to
get a nice weekend
spend,
in the Hamptons.
Spend a weekend.
What's more likely? Bryson would like a weekend off in the Hamptons?
Or a third U.S. Open?
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey.
Happy Friday. What's more likely? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors. The floor is yours.
Hey, Andrew, you're the radio voice of the Cleveland Browns.
I am in my free time, yes.
Congratulations. That's awesome. What year is this coming up for you? Three?
This will be my third full season. Yes.
Phenomenal. Who's more likely to start more games this season for the Browns at quarterback? Deshaun Watson or Shedeur Sanders?
That is a great question. I'm going to say because one guy is younger and there is certainly an eye on the future. I think they both do start games this year. For the sake of this Friday, June 19th radio bit, I will say Shedeur Sanders will start more games this coming season. It is a difficult schedule to begin the year. The Browns technically on paper have the quote-unquote easiest schedule to open the right now, but that is based on last year's win-loss percentage, not taking into account the draft and trades and free agency and coaches getting hired and fired, usually actually the other way around, fired and then hired. So the Browns have to open. Do you know how they open? Back-to-back games in Florida, at Jacksonville, and at Tampa.
Interesting.
Back-to-back. Not good. The Browns only play five teams. They have 5 games this year against teams that made the playoffs a year ago, and 2 of those 5 are against the Steelers. However, 4 of those 5 happen in the first 5 weeks of the season.
Tough stuff.
So it is not an easy road out the gate. If you had to get an answer from me right now, it would be the man who now wears number 2, his college number.
Week 1 starter?
I don't know. Honestly, do not know. And I'm not trying to hedge here. Okay. I really don't know. A couple of weeks ago, I would have said to Sean, I now think Shedeur has more of a shot than I did a couple of weeks ago, but it is a legitimate competition where truly either guy could win, and neither guy winning would surprise me.
This is fun, TJ. We've been talking a lot about these two teams this offseason. Rich did a top 10 offenses heading into next year. Who's more likely to have the better offense in 2026, guys? Bears or Cowboys?
Bears or Cowboys, better offense? I'm going to say the Chicago Bears of Chicago. I don't know why.
Chicago.
I just...
Not Indiana.
The Cowboys over the years have had trouble staying healthy offensively. Every time I think, and I know that they won back-to-back 12, you know, they had back-to-back 12 win seasons with Mike McCarthy. People think Mike McCarthy was a failure there. He was not. Obviously, in the regular season, he was not. This team has put up points, clearly. My gut tells me that year 2, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams will make beautiful music.
TJ?
I mean... You already know what my answer is.
No, I don't know your answer. That's why we're asking.
I think the Cowboys.
Okay. What would it take for you to pick the Bears?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, that's my point.
I think I have a purpose on this show. It's not to give, you know, tremendous breakdown.
Do you ever break character?
Super fan. Oh, yeah. Like, I keep it real most of the time, these guys will tell you. But I just feel like our offense is great. Brockman says it. We've got the best wide receiver duo.
I agree.
You okay at left tackle?
I think so. I think... More importantly, Andrew, we don't have to – our defense stuck last year, right? I think that's safe, putting it mildly.
There was an odor.
Yeah, so we don't have to be the best defense in football. We just don't have to stink this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to be good. And so, yeah, that means that the offense will get more time with the football, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think Cowboys. But we don't have to put up as many points.
Cowboys win the East, I think.
You know.
This just in, the East isn't that good.
Agree. Guys, how about this one? A rookie quarterback more likely to start more games this year? Fernando Mendoza or Brendan Sorsby?
Oh, really? Really?
So what's more likely?
Really?
I've been told Fernando Mendoza might sit the whole season.
He's not going to. No way. But I do think, I'd be surprised if Brendan Sorsby starts a game this year in the NFL.
A game.
A game.
Really?
A game.
You think he's going to get suspended?
I do think there will be some kind of suspension.
That really hasn't been the precedent.
It has been.
Kayshawn Booty didn't get suspended.
Okay, that's fine. Terrell Pryor did. Others have. I think the NFL is in a really difficult position right here. Really difficult position. Because you have a guy who, for all intents and purposes, has been banned from college football. Basically, banned. And now he's going to go, and this is it's a difficult precedent to set. And the NFL is in a tough position here because they're fighting Jeffrey Kessler, a guy that knows where the bodies are buried, figuratively speaking, right? A guy that knows how to fight the NFL. The antitrust thing kind of hanging there, looming over Washington as well. So what does the league do? I think he's likely going to get drafted, assuming there is a supplemental draft. And right now the league has not yet, quote unquote, granted the supplemental draft. Everyone is going nuts. Oh, who picks him? There is no supplemental draft yet. There is no draft until they say there is a draft. Then someone has to take him. He has to not be suspended. And then he has to get on the field. So I'm going to say Fernando Mendoza.
Interesting. Andrew, I've known you a long time. I know you're passionate about a couple of teams. Of these two favorite teams, what's more likely to happen first?
Oh boy.
The Guardians win the American League or Syracuse football wins the ACC?
Is the ACC still a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It stretches both coasts now.
It does, I'm told. There are schools in California in the ACC.
There's two.
Yes, there are schools in California in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
There's two.
Stupid.
The Guardians will win the American League.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I have faith, don't get me wrong, in Fran Brown, the man on the right.
Me too.
But I also have faith in the guy on the left, Travis Bazana. And the thing with the Guardians is they have always found a way. And that's what makes it so frustrating is they're such a well-run, disciplined organization that year in, year out, find a way to win the division. And they don't spend a lot of money. They develop, they manage well, top to bottom, and they find a way to win the division. Who has won the American League Central more times since 2000? Nobody. The Tigers, the White Sox, the Twins, all these teams have had their runs. The Guardians have won that division or made the postseason, I don't know what the numbers are, so many more times than those other teams. It's ridiculous. And 2 years ago, they were there. They were this close. They couldn't get Juan Soto out. I was sitting right there, and I'm still angry about it. I would say that the Guardians have a far better shot.
All right.
Let's go orange, though.
Let's go orange.
Yeah.
I like it. I think this is a fun one. TJ, weigh in on this. More likely to be the bigger number this year. Miles flown by the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that's a pretty big number. Or feet hiked by you.
So it's miles flown by the 49ers because you can't see the gut under the chair here, under the desk. I've only done like one good hike.
Oh no! And what was the footage?
Mount Baldy here in LA, like
which is
4,000 feet, or 11, whatever it is.
Okay.
I've kind of fallen off.
What?
Not you?
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking of a trip to Morocco last month. There's like an 11,000 foot peak in Morocco that I was gonna go do Lisbon and then like hop down to Morocco. It's too hot to do it now. I missed that window and I went to Asia instead. First world problems, I realize.
49ers are looking at 38,000 miles. Yeah, yeah.
38,000. So you're saying me to climb? I could put a bunch of like Mount Baldies together and get to 38. But I don't know the way my summer lays out right now. I don't think I'm going to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Upset. I thought for sure you'd be
feet hike.
Like, I really want to do Aconcagua, which is like 21, but like the window but you can't do it now. It's winter, and the window to climb it is during football season. The window closes like right around the Super Bowl, and I'm not going to be able to do it. That's like my next bucket list one, but I'd have to like skip the playoffs to do it. I know the Browns aren't going to... Stop. I have other gigs. There are other things for me to do, okay?
Andrew, don't.
Hey, and the Browns may. Sure. Exactly.
I'm kind of bullish, to be honest with you. That's just me.
Buy low. Yeah. All right, last one. On this date in 1975, TJ.
What happened? ¿Qué pasó?
Jaws was released.
No.
Del Tufo.
Jaws, Del Tufo's favorite movie.
Where were you on this date in 1975?
Not born. Yeah.
Okay. I was.
How about this one, guys? On the Jaws anniversary, most likely sports mascot you're most afraid of? Sharks, lions, or pirates? I'm the captain.
Who's afraid of a pirate?
I'm the captain now. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Terrifying.
But there aren't many modern-day pirates.
There are.
Okay. If I'm sailing the east coast of Africa.
Yeah.
Well, they're gotcha. There.
Well, that's where they are. Don't go there.
I'm not.
Shark. I don't know. Is there a mountain there you can hike?
I mean, I did Kilimanjaro.
Lions or pirates?
Who did this? Who put this together? That's great.
Is that your face?
Sean, well done with that. The answer would be... that's great. The answer would be sharks. Or wait, lions?
Sharks, lions, or pirates?
Okay. It's far more likely I would run into a lion than a shark. I'm not in the ocean very often.
They have been spotted.
So here's the thing about mountain lions.
They've been spotted around here.
Here's the thing about mountain lions. You never see them, but they always see you.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you're out late after dusk or you're hiking really early in the morning before the sun comes up.
Yeah, don't do
They see you. They see you. Okay. I am more afraid kind of bears. I run into bears a whole bunch on the road while hiking.
Oh no!
I run into like a bunch. Generally speaking, they're just big dumb raccoons, and you know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
Other than grizzlies, are not big and dumb. Well, they're big.
They're big.
Yeah, you will lose every time.
I mean, I saw cocaine bear.
Okay. Bunch of sharks.
I saw a grizzly in Montana once, but it was like a good couple hundred yards away, thank God. And that thing was the size of a VW bus. And it would be over. Okay. It would be Tom Pelissero or Kirk Morrison hosting this show right now. Not me. What's more likely brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That is why your neighbors... trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. Pella.com/Eisen. Coming up. Alan Shipnuck, an update. An update from the U.S. Open. Is Bryson going to make the cut? Is Wyndham Clark going to run away with this thing? Joe Thomas joining us in an hour as well. Can I tell you about LinkedIn? Friends, running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire is going to cost you time. It's going to cost you money, but the right one is going to help your business grow. The challenge is finding that right person and sorting through all the resumes. That's why you need to go get LinkedIn Hiring Pro. It's where it comes in. It helps you screen candidates. You could focus on the conversations with the qualified candidates. Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team that you need. Join 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free. LinkedIn.com/Eisen. LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Of course, terms and conditions apply because they always do. LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Alan Shipnuck coming up here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen here, and summer's here too. And that means it's travel season. My favorite summer trip last year was to Sao Paulo, Brazil. With so many fans traveling for the Los Angeles against Kansas City game, they got to see how lively the city is. I love the culture and the amazing food that I'm still craving. Those memories remind everyone that it's that time of year to plan a little getaway. And that's why summer has a way of turning weekends into big events. One minute, it's a normal week, and then all of a sudden, a huge concert, sporting event, or festival brings people in from all over. And when that happens, visitors start looking for places to stay all across your city. So if you're already planning a summer trip of your own, you could list your space on Airbnb and earn a little extra cash while you're away. Doesn't have to be some big year-round commitment. It's about making the most of a busy weekend when your place would just be empty otherwise. I can tell you, people love finding a place that helps them feel connected to the city that they're visiting. If your city's about to have a big summer moment, this is a great time to maximize your space. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
The radio audience is back with us. Andrew Siciliano sitting in for Rich today. Phone number, if we do phone calls, and we should. Yeah, let's do that later. 844-204-RICH. You can watch us on Disney Plus, the ESPN app. This is the legendary golf writer Alan Shipnuck at Shinnecock Hills. We're day two at the U.S. Open. Chris Brockman and the entire crew is here. You heard Chris go, ooh, when Alan said he thinks Matt Fitzpatrick can make and maybe will make a run. What happened to Dustin Johnson, Alan? Because morning, as I was trying to wipe the sleep out of my eyes, I thought he was making a run. He's like at one under, and wait a minute, he fell off the face of the Hamptons.
He got shinnecocked. You know, basically had a couple balls roll off greens into bad spots, and that's all it takes. He made a snowman out there. He did the classic thing that tour players do when they hit a bad bunker shot. They look at their wedge and they pretend there was a rock behind the ball. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't.
But he didn't throw his club, right? Because we had that yesterday. No one threw a club today?
Not yet, okay. But the day is young. But yeah, Joaquin Niemann, you know, that it's pretty delicious. People forget that, you know, Joaquin Niemann's been the big dog on LIV Golf. He's won more tournaments out there than anybody else. And he went on a campaign for about a year bitching and moaning about how he should get spots into the major championships based on his play of LIV Golf. The USGA actually listened, and they let him play out here because of his LIV Golf success, this new exemption they've carved out. And then he goes out, he makes an 11, he hurls his club down the fairway, gets dinged for that. Just not a winning performance for a guy who had to kind of talk his way into the field.
And yet he still ended up with an 8 over 78 with penalty and a 7 over 11. I mean, so he actually shot well, save for the one absolute disaster.
Yeah, I mean, the Titanic had a great ride except for the one iceberg. I mean, come on. Like, you make an 11. I don't know how you're going to frame that positively.
17 of the 18 weren't bad, I guess is my point. But that,
yeah, you're right.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. The Titanic, good one. You mentioned Rory is yet to tee off. He's getting there right after 2 o'clock Eastern time. What do you think of Rory day one after shooting one under?
Well, I think that someone should write a book about him, honestly. But
attaboy, Alan. You,
that's why I ask, Alan. We tee it up for you, bud.
I'm just kidding. Rory, he probably could have shot a couple of shots lower yesterday, and he played in the toughest wind. Like, I didn't think he squeezed the most out of his round. He's gone to a different plane as a golfer. That even his mediocre rounds now, they're a 69 instead of a 73. And if he can get a few more in the fairway, like, you know, he's been fighting his driver all year long. And you know, Rory's driver is the most potent weapon in golf. And so you just feel like any day it's just going to click. And if he can attack this golf course, I mean, it's short. And if he can keep the ball in the fairway, he's very dangerous. I mean, Rory just has an ease and a comfort on the biggest stages now that I don't think anybody has. Even Scotty, who's looking edgy, and you know, he had this existential crisis on the driving range yesterday. Rory's dangerous for sure.
Talking to Alan Shipnuck, legendary golf writer. He is in the tent there at Shinnecock Hills, where I look at the leaderboard and I see Bryson DeChambeau with a 70 and a 75. He ain't going to make it, is he?
Unlikely. I mean, it seems like he's going to miss another cut. You know, that'll be four of the last five at the majors. He's just Bryson drives it great, and he has a terrific short game. His iron play is trash for an elite golfer, and that at this golf course especially, precision into the greens is the most important thing, and he just doesn't have it, and he gets exposed at Augusta National, whenever, especially on a firm test, like with small targets. Bryson's iron game just simply is not good enough. And, you know, he has these 3D printed irons with a rounded face. It's like he's trying to engineer his way into success. It's like, no, bro, you just need to become a better iron player. And it's a shame because the rest of his game is so strong, but it's really holding him back. And, you know, when you go to a mediocre, you know, B-list golf tournament for a live event, he can drive it so far, the irons don't even matter. He's just hitting wedges into everything. You come out to the major championships, it's a much more complete test. It's much more exacting. The courses ask tougher questions, and Bryson's just not up to it right now.
Speaking of tough questions, I don't know if this is a tough one, Alan, but I'll roll it out there to you. For those who don't know, Alan has basically written the book about Phil Mickelson. Alan, curious your thoughts on Phil Mickelson's current predicament, and that is not in any way to make light of the allegations, but the current situation he is in San Diego.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine an athlete burning up more goodwill than Phil has. You know, when he won the 2021 PGA Championship at age 50, oldest guy ever to win a major, he was a folk hero, and he could have had it all. I mean, Ryder Cup captaincies. He could have sat in the tower next to Jim Nance. He would have been an honorary starter at the Masters into his dotage, and all that's gone now. I mean, Phil is just, it's an incredible fall from grace. And it's sad. Now, of course, it's all of his own doing, so you can only have so much empathy, but just to see a figure who's so beloved, sort of this modern day Arnold Palmer, who's now become this pariah and who's reviled and who's disgraced. It's really a stunning, you know, fall from grace. And whether Phil will ever take public ownership of this, you know, he's just been underground this whole season. He was citing a family health situation, which was valid. You know, one of his children was facing some challenges, but. You know, the reporting around this incident where he allegedly, you know, groped this employee at this private club in San Diego and was escorted off the grounds and was forced, you know, he technically resigned. Is one of those things where, you know, he jumped before he got pushed and left the club. Like, it's a serious accusation, and it's just part of this longer slide into infamy. And it's, again, you know, Phil's responsible for his own actions. I just think it's stunning that the biggest golf icons of more or less our lifetime, you know, Tiger and Phil, have brought so much disgrace upon themselves with their behavior, with their addictions, with their vices. And they've been linked since childhood. You know, Phil had all the records in Southern California, and Tiger was chasing them. And then they were foils. You know, Phil was never quite a rival to Tiger, but he was a good foil. And now into their 50s, they're these parallel lives, and it's an incredible roller coaster ride with both of them. And you know, Tiger just got out of rehab. We'll see where Phil goes from here, but certainly he's facing a long road back to ever being accepted as any kind of elder statesman in the sport.
Yeah, Alan, it's a what's more likely Friday. Who's more likely that we see again play in a tournament, Tiger or Phil?
Well, you'd have to say Phil, just because, you know, his body is unbroken, you know, whereas Tiger smashed up so many different parts of his. But on the other hand, if Tiger can piece it together, you know, he can play on the senior tour with a cart. That option is not available to Phil, you know, because of his allegiance to LIV Golf. For him to play a PGA Tour or a senior tour event, he's going to have to serve a suspension of at least a year. He's going to have to pay a mega fine. I think he's disinclined to do either one. If LIV Golf goes away next year, which is increasingly likely, Phil's a man without a country. He has nowhere to play. At least Tiger is welcome wherever he wants to play. So, even though Tiger has all these health challenges, I'd probably in the final analysis take him as more likely to at least try and soldier through a tournament, whereas Phil just might have nowhere to go.
That's a great point. Tiger, like, I can't just see him saying, I'm so broken, I'm going to stop attempting to play. I mean, if it means 15 more surgeries, he strikes me as a guy that is still going to try. Whether or not he can, I don't know. Could he be too broken? It's like almost like Humpty Dumpty. They're trying to put him back together, and I hope that he can get back out there. But I don't see him stopping the effort. Do you?
It's just who he is. That's all he's done since he was in diapers. So I don't think he can turn it off. I mean, you know, Tiger always said he'd stop playing when he felt like he couldn't win the tournament. But we've seen him the last, you know, X number of years struggle to even make the cut, and he just keeps coming back for more. So I think, you know, his son Charlie is an X factor. Mm-hmm. You know, he's now an undergraduate. Just like LeBron wanted to hang on to play with his son, I could see Tiger thinking, you know, if Charlie can certainly he's going to get sponsors invites to PGA Tour events because his last name is Woods. You know, I could see Tiger to try to keep going so they could be in the field together at a real tournament, not just this sort of rinky-dink father-son thing they've done in the past. And, you know, the U.S. Senior Open is intriguing. You know, Tiger's got, he has the U.S. Junior, he has the U.S. Amateur, he has the U.S. Open. I think there's a little romantic in him that would love to get the U.S. Senior Open as well. And so, who knows? You know, what does he have in his life beyond golf? It seems pretty empty. So I think that he'll keep trying, whether he can feel sound enough, whether his body will allow him to have enough reps to do something like tournament sharp. You know, those are unknowns, but you know, there was some sort of paparazzi photos of him after rehab as he landed back in the U.S. He looked so much better. Like he's just been puffy and bloated for years, and it was probably related to all the pills he was taking. And he looked more slender. He looked healthier. It looked like he was light on his feet, you know, after not having touched a golf club for months. And so, you know, Tiger's climbed the mountain so many times. I don't think anyone expects him to come back and win the Masters again. But if you could get out between the ropes and hear the cheers of the crowd and have the sun on his back and enjoy a little bit of a victory lap just by being on the golf course, I think nobody would begrudge him that, and he's earned it. So it's the last chapter for both of these guys, Tiger and Phil, is unwritten. We'll see.
Yeah, and can you imagine the galleries of that guy's, if Tiger, that is on the Senior Tour? I mean, the Senior Tour becomes a thing again. Senior Tour is coming to town, folks. Let's go see the old man limp around the course. Alan, real quick, before we let you go, you want to give me, actually parentheses, you want to give Brockman a winner this week? And?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Fitzpatrick. I think, you know, he's won a U.S. Open just like Wyndham Clark has, but I just think he's a tougher character. I think he's more of a grinder. I think he has the best short game of any player on the leaderboard, and he has the most confidence after the tournaments he's won earlier this year. I just feel like four shots is not nothing, but they can go quickly out here, and I'm going to take Fitzy.
With a 67 and a 70 today, so as you mentioned, 3 under and 4 shots back of the leader. Two rounds. It is round two. They're still going to Shinnecock Hills of the U.S. Open. Alan Shipnuck, appreciate your time. Appreciate your candor, man. You always make me laugh. Thanks for doing this. Enjoy the rest of your Hamptons weekend, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Alan Shipnuck, everybody at Shinnecock Hills.
See you, Alan.
That guy cracks me up.
He's the greatest.
Like, pull no punches, but do so without screaming and yelling.
And if you haven't read his book about Phil Mickelson, please do so.
And that is why, great call by you.
So good.
Get to tee that one up, so to speak.
Yeah.
Coming up, what Roger Goodell has to say, oh, by the way, in this very studio, about NFL players in the Olympics.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. And we're still doing it every day. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy, all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required. Blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Hi, Rich Eisen Show, everybody, back with the radio audience, which is breaking down great Cincinnati cuisine because we saw some Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase has said the same thing about, you know, the stuff they call chili there. Good gosh almighty. Speaking of football, let's talk about football. Because as we get ready for LA 28, right now here in Los Angeles, we have the FIFA World Cup in 26. But LA 28 and flag football, the open question about NFL players and their participation after the Fanatics Tom Brady-led football game here a couple of months ago. A lot of us came away going, maybe this flag thing, not for the NFL players. However, check out what the commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, had to say to Susie on Women's Sports Now.
Do you envision NFL players, either current or legends, playing in the Olympics in flag football?
Absolutely. We approved it a year ago. And I've had a lot of players that have said, we want to participate in that. It sets up really well because it's before camps. It'll be the first week of the Olympics next year. Listen, there's these players are competitors, and they love the big stage. And to win a gold medal or any medal is something I think they would all treasure. And they talk about it all the time. So I absolutely believe we're going to have players in the Olympics, active players, and probably some retired players.
Again, the Commissioner Roger Goodell with Susie. That's Women's Sports Now. New episodes every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time across ESPN digital platforms. Look at that fantastic cast and crew. I was at the game, the Fanatics game, where people walked away going, man, this is not cool. This ain't going to work. And actually was there with the commissioner for a while talking about what we were seeing down in the field, which was the professional flag guys just running up and down the field and destroying the NFL players because it is a different game. I was down to the field for practice the day before here in Los Angeles before the game, the Friday. And actually, look, Kyle Juszczyk on the screen. He walked off the field and I said, how is it out there? It was hot that day. It was just NFL guys practicing against NFL guys. And he goes, I don't know what this is, but it isn't football. And that wasn't a slam. It's a different game. It's more like lacrosse. Memorial Day weekend, a couple of weeks ago, did you guys watch the NCAA lacrosse Final Four? Always a great tournament. Always. Hats off to the Orange for making it further than we had had in a while. A lot of backwards passing. A lot of go into the zone, test, flip it back. Go into the zone, test, flip it back. A lot of games. It's not football. It's an entirely different sport. Saquon Barkley cannot run through you. He can't. He's got to run around you. It's better for the kick returner type.
Yeah, shit.
The guy that can make people miss in space type. Just having Tom Brady stand back there and pick people apart, that don't work. Joe Burrow standing back there picking people apart, it does not work. NFL players will be there because NFL players, as Roger Goodell, need to be there. Just said need to be there. All right. The NFL was behind this push, understandably, to get flag football into the games. Not the only force here, but was certainly part of the effort. NFL players are going to be there, I guarantee you. But Team USA is going to win with a roster that is predominantly professional flag players because we are the best. We Americans here, and we will win. But NFL guys are going to be on that team because they have to, right? For the growth of the game. And some will bring amazing value. But you're better suited for Kevontae Turpin, have him in the game, right, than you are a Saquon Barkley. It's just the way it's going to be. The way it has to be. And what Roger was saying there about the calendar, flag football is the first week of the games. And the tournament itself is only like 6-7 days. It's not going to go 2.5 weeks. They jammed it into the front of the schedule so that guys can do this and not miss training camp. Because there's this idea that, well, teams aren't going to let guys out of training camp. They're not going to have to miss training camp. The schedule's set up that way. Now, the question is, after watching Joe Burrow get his pants pulled down, literally, not figuratively, and hitting the turf, trying to avoid getting a flag pulled, will NFL players want their guys to play? And technically, they have to let them, but it's only like one guy per team. So it's not going to be as big of an issue as truly everybody thinks. Coming up, the Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas, right around the corner.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.